Well, hey there. Welcome to Caring Better and Braver, a podcast for Wisconsin family caregivers. I'm your host, Jenna Juvie. Regular physical exercise is so important. The benefits are numerous, like improving your brain health, helping to manage your weight, reducing the risk of disease, strengthening your bones and muscles, and improving your ability to engage in everyday activities. Exercising with others is a way to socialize too. If you're looking for ways to be active, the Star Center in La Crosse offers a variety of specialized exercise, adapted recreation, and parasports programs. Here to tell us more is Bree Colton.
Hi everybody, my name is Bree Colton, and right now I'm the program coordinator and facilitator for the Star Center. I did my undergrad at UW-La Crosse for therapeutic recreation, and I'm a certified therapeutic recreation specialist.
STAR, S-T-A-R, stands for Sports, Therapeutic, and Adaptive Recreation. The main goal of the STAR Center is to create health equity for individuals with disabilities. So what does that mean?
It basically means that we're providing opportunities and removing barriers for people to participate fully in activities that they like to do. So we primarily have physical activity programs, and we have three different categories of programming is what I like to say. Our first one being adapted recreation. So these are going to be for individuals with intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, such as autism, Down syndrome. We have individuals that participate that have balance issues and just other cognitive challenges. Then we have our parasport programs. Those are for individuals with physical disabilities. And then lastly, we have our specialized exercise programs. So these kind of cover the rest of the spectrum that we serve.
In addition to health equity, the STAR Center focuses on providing evidence-based exercise programs that can be used as a supplement for people receiving physical therapy.
Part of the basis for the STAR Center is what happens after an individual gets out of physical therapy. A lot of times they might not feel comfortable going to a gym as you or I would. That might be intimidating, or they might not feel it's accessible for them depending on if they were in an accident or some injury occurred, or even if they were born with a physical disability, intellectual disability, it could just be really overwhelming. So our thought is we have these programs that are based off of trainings, evidence-based practice that we can offer for individuals as a supplement to physical therapy. So once you're released from that, you can come to us and recreate in the community with individuals that are going through the same things as you. The program I like to highlight is our Can't Stop Me Parkinson's programs. Right now we're running PD exercise, PD music, and Rocksteady boxing, and these are designed specifically for people with Parkinson's and the different symptoms that come about with that disease. We're also running the PALS program, which is an older adults program, and Bingo Size 2 in conjunction with some students at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse.
Bree mentions the PALS program, which is designed for older adults. I was curious to hear more about that one because we all know it can be hard for older adults to get out and be active, let alone stay active.
So PALS is something that the ADRC used to run, and they had approached us and asked if we wanted to take that over. It stands for Physical Activity for Lifelong Success, and it's for individuals 60 and older who aren't currently exercising but would like to start doing something. So very entry-level, non-intimidating environment. We meet 3 days a week for 10 weeks, so kind of a big commitment there. And then after that 10 weeks, I follow up with you for another 10 weeks of coaching to make sure you're meeting your physical activity goals, staying motivated to eat healthy, sleep, things like that. But we run through the same exercise circuit all 3 days of the class. And then on the middle of the week, we have healthy activity lifestyle class where we talk about the motivation and eating well. And then new this semester, we started Bingo Size. So it's just what it sounds. It's bingo and exercise combined. And that was the one that UWL students are running. So they were trained in that through their classes. And I believe the age is 50 and older for that program. But it's a fall risk program. They work on balance, stretching, some easy mobility exercises while you play bingo. So super fun.
Now, I'm also really interested in the Can't Stop Me Parkinson's programs. Parkinson's disease is evidently the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's. Nearly 1 million people in the United States are living with Parkinson's disease, and that number is expected to rise to 1.2 million by 2030. So I can imagine that the programs Star Center offers for Parkinson's are extremely popular.
The Parkinson's programs, people can't say enough about just how fun it is. The environment, the social interaction, being able to participate with people, again, that are similar to you going through the same things. After our Parkinson's programs, we always have a social hour. So we have out snacks and drinks, and you can just stay and hang out for a little bit, talk to one another, and offer support. So the fun aspect is definitely there, as well as the physical benefits too. I've had people come back and tell me, oh, my posture is so much better, or I feel stronger when I do this, or I'm not falling as much as I was before. So there's definitely lots of benefits.
Earlier, Bree mentioned three different types of classes for Parkinson's, an exercise class, a music class, and a boxing class. I asked her to tell us a little more, starting with the exercise.
This includes some circuit stations that focus on agility, strength, flexibility, mobility exercises. And I'm trained in Power Moves, which stands for Parkinson's Wellness Recovery, and it's a gym out in Tucson. But essentially, they're large accentuated movements for people with Parkinson's, because that's been found to help with some of the symptoms that come along with Parkinson's. So we go through Power Moves every day as part of our warm-up, and then get into our stations for the rest of the day. Rocksteady Boxing, that's based out of a gym in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where it was first started. And they found that boxing is super helpful for those with Parkinson's because of the forced accentuated movements that it includes. So in our training, they told us that individuals with Parkinson's should be exercising at a higher level than they typically would. So you want to be exercising above the threshold that you think you're capable of, which is why boxing and having a coach there for you is so important, because I can push you just a little bit farther than you normally would. So boxing's pretty similar to exercise when we go through those circuits, but then the second portion of the class, we get out heavy bags and our punching gloves and we box on the bag. So super fun class, even for those that have never done boxing before. And then our music program is another fun one. It follows the Drums Alive curriculum, and we do work with boom whackers, which are plastic percussion instruments. We have handbells, shaker eggs to work on rhythm and sight reading, very easy sight reading. So if you're not a music lover, that's totally okay. And then we also do cardio drumming on exercise balls. So we have drumsticks and big exercise balls that we drum on to music. I'll play anything that you're interested in. So those are the three we offer right now. In the future, we hope to also have a dance class once our numbers are up. But the thought there is that you and your care partner can come and do a little dance class as part of your exercise.
The specialized exercise programs that Bree described, like Bingo Size, Physical Activity for Lifelong Success, and Can't Stop Me Parkinson's, are ideal for older adults who need to get active or stay active. And if you're a person with a disability, you might be interested in the parasports programs. Parasports have been around for more than 100 years. They allow modifications that are necessary for people with disabilities to participate. Things like specially designed racing chairs, sighted guides for people with visual impairments, and sit skis for downhill or water skiing. Bree tells us more about the parasports programs that Star Center offers in La Crosse.
So our parasports right now, we're in our winter 2 session, we call it, and spring is coming up next. But we have our wheelchair handball running and wheelchair basketball. And then we're also running adaptive and para pickleball, so that's for everybody to come and play together. And then we have our adapted floor hockey league as well. In the spring, we'll be running wheelchair lacrosse, a brand new sport for us this season, as well as tennis, so that's an adaptive and para sport. We have an adapted kayaking program that runs every summer in conjunction with NASA. For those of you that don't know, NASA stands for the North American Squirrel Association, and their mission is to offer adaptive outdoor adventure activities to people with disabilities free of charge. So we run their kayaking program for them. We have, I believe, 8 single and tandem kayaks, and they're fully accessible. You just have to be able to protect your airway, and I believe there is a weight limit. This program typically runs on Sundays, and you can sign up, reserve a kayak, and either you or you and your care partner can go out and kayak on Lake Neshonoc. There's big outriggers on the side, so they're basically untippable. I've never seen one tipped before, but it's just a great way to get out and enjoy the nature that we have here in La Crosse and also do something with your family members. So that's open to caregivers, individuals with disabilities. We can take group outings as well. There's a variety of different options for that. And then as far as our adapted and para sports, those are open to older adults as well. Our age range starts at 6 and goes up onto 99 plus. So that's an option if you feel like you fit one of those two categories.
Speaking of caregivers, I had to wonder whether they're allowed to participate in class with their loved one or if they're okay just to drop a person off.
So with our older adults program, specifically Parkinson's, the PALS and Bingo Size, we allow the caregivers to come and participate with their loved one if they so choose, at no extra cost. So you don't need to pay an extra registration fee to come. But with that being said, if you want to go out and run errands or if you just need time for yourself during that hour and a half program, you're definitely welcome to drop off your loved one. We have plenty of volunteers, one-on-one assistance as available. So that's a really cool aspect of our programs.
The other thing we need to know is, where do all these programs and classes take place?
So right now, we don't have a facility. We're working in the community. We're renting space at the Concordia Ballroom in La Crosse off of West Avenue. And it's a really great space. We're running our Bingo Size program and all of our Can't Stop Me Parkinson's programs there. And then in the evenings and on Sundays, we run programs at Central High School, Harry Spence Elementary, just a few of the school district spaces. They've been really supportive of our programs.
Let's not forget to ask, what do classes cost and is there any financial assistance available?
Each of our 8-week sessions, we normally charge around $30 to $40. But with that being said, we always have financial assistance available for those that can't afford that cost. Veterans are able to participate in the STAR Center programs free of charge, and that could be any of the Parkinson's programs, older adult programs, or our adaptive and para sports too. So that's one aspect of the STAR Center that's really great.
And if you're enrolled in a long-term care program as a child or an adult, check with your service facilitator or case manager to see what could be covered under your plan. My last question of the day for Bree is, how do we sign up?
Online, we have all of our programs listed at starcenterlacrosse.org. If online is something that's uncomfortable or tricky for you to navigate, you can always call us. Our phone number is 608-797-6295, and then email is also great. Our email address is info@starcenterlacrosse.org.
To find out more information about the STAR Center and to register for classes, visit starcenterlacrosse.org. Thanks again to our guest Bree Colton, Program Coordinator and Facilitator at the STAR Center, and special thanks to our new student volunteer, Nicole Popp from UW La Crosse. Thank you for helping me create content for this episode. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for another episode on social isolation and loneliness. The importance of physical activity for your health cannot be understated, but the negative effects of loneliness and social isolation increase health risks in a way that rivals the consequences of physical inactivity, obesity, and even smoking. Make sure you join us for that important conversation. Until then, be brave, be informed, and remember, we need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others.